Sportsradio.com.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we have waiting for you there. You get to actually create the content. You submit what you want. It is approved. It's a Reddit-based system. So if you're familiar with Reddit, you know exactly how it works. It's not very complicated. You vote up the stuff you like. You can vote down stuff you dislike. Submit content, etc. Comment if you like. Go to freetalklive.com and help us determine what some of the things we might talk about on the air are. Although, to be honest, I haven't even looked at it here tonight because we're so loaded with interesting people to talk to physically in our presence. Some of them are longtime favorites here on Free Talk Live, like Ernie Hancock. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's great to be here, man. I just got here, and I already got me some George, and then I had to get me some a Hero, and now I feel so much better. I've been hungry since Chicago, and I was waiting for that.
You're flying in from Arizona, and you're going to be doing your show, Declare Your Independence, every morning from 9 to noon. Now, normally when you do it, it's 6 to 9 in the West Coast.
Yes, it is.
So you're going to have to sleep in this week.
Thank you. No, don't think that didn't cross my mind.
So it's always great to have you here, and of course you're also involved with Freedom's Phoenix. Tell me, what is Freedom's Phoenix?
Freedom's Phoenix is a news portal that, you know, we created started in 2005, because we've been libertarian activists since like 25 years, and we knew what was going to happen with the internet. And what happened was it was a manifestation of what we had in mind like in 96 when we knew that video was going to hit the internet. And when it did, there it is. Here we come. So we've created a magazine. We have a web portal. We have a newsletter, a free news email dispatch that goes out twice a day. We have like 70 new headline content every day. I mean, it's just, you know, inundates you with all of the news and the right perspective from the left, the right. We let everybody have their say up there, but it's published and edited and a lot of the main content by libertarians. So we like the competition, you know, bring it on.
Yes, the ideas of liberty can certainly handle the other ideas out there. And, you know, it's always great to have you on. Let's get into some of the news here, Ernie, because
I'm on vacation.
We talked briefly. Yeah, I know. It's really hard to even want to pay attention to what's going on in the rest of the world when, you know, there's so much fun to be had here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. But this is news you need to know about because the 5-4 decision in Salinas versus Texas, the Supreme Court has determined that Genovevo Salinas, this man was found guilty of homicide after prosecutors argued that his silence during a police interview prior to his arrest was a very important piece of evidence, and that only a guilty person would have remained silent when questioned about his connection to the crime.
Ridiculous.
Justice Samuel Alito wrote in the majority opinion that Salinas was required to assert the privilege, meaning the Fifth Amendment, the right to remain silent, the right from freedom of incrimination.
In order to invoke the right to remain silent, one must break one's silence and say that one is going to be silent. It's ridiculous.
Or else,
only a pack of lawyers talking to other lawyers. If one sane person walked into this room, it would have blown the whole vortex apart.
My opinion. You know, it's getting to the point when they do this kind of stuff, and it's, you can name them generation after generation. They lose their legitimacy.
Absolutely.
It gets to the point to where it doesn't freaking matter what they say. And they're very helpful in that. So, you know, it's always really sucks, you know, how this affects people's lives. But, you know, try and find the silver lining in this is that, you know, are you still participating? Are you still looking to them, you know, for the answers that they're the ones that are going to, this is it? This is your ruler?
You're still hoping there's going to be a savior to come in Washington, D.C. to
how
rescue you?
How valuable is that to our cause? You know, for the people just go, you know, I break with thee, I break with thee, I break with thee, and you throw dog poop on her shoes. You know? You're just, I'm done.
I am totally done, and that's one of the reasons why I moved to New Hampshire. So the more that the government can destroy its own legitimacy, whether it's the federal government or state or local governments, the worse things get. I mean, this is this is the silver lining of this. The worse things get, the more motivated and inspired people will become to do something about it. And now you can try to do something about it where you live, and you'll end up probably bashing your head against a brick wall, figuratively, because the system is so entrenched, you don't have very many people at all to back you up. But if you come to a place like New Hampshire, then you've got a bunch. This is funny. You come to a place like New Hampshire.
I can feel a commercial coming. I know
that's
you guys get it all the time.
It's a week-long commercial.
Like, here he comes, you know. Everybody's got to go there, which is nice. I do enjoy coming here. I mean, it's not like next door to Arizona, you know.
No, and
so I enjoy it.
It's, you know, this is the highlight of the year here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival to really give people a taste of what a liberty community is like. It's cool if you got 5 or 10 people in town that you can hang out with and complain about what the government's doing. That's what it was like for me in Florida. Was, you know, they had these Libertarian Party meetings where you'd go and it was about 90% male.
I gotta give a plug for this. You got it. Just Google Ian Freeman and Ernest Hancock and the shows that we've done together. You want the whole story because I asked all the questions that I know you guys want to ask, okay? And we got the whole story and Ian's background, why he's here. And everything. It's fascinating.
Right.
It's fascinating. I re-listened to that show.
Really?
You know, I go, you know, what was that? I can't remember. I'll just re-listen to it. I'll listen to it.
Wow.
Okay, I'll listen to the damn whole thing.
Well, it's not an unusual experience. I mean, most libertarians you talk to, they know libertarian movement is mostly a bunch of old, you know, middle-aged, younger guys.
You wanted to help. You wanted to create your own reality. I call it, I'm finally starting last year to get my wife to kind of realize it. I go, it's called quantum reality. I think it. You know it happens.
Mm.
But it's more than just thinking it. You got to do something.
Yeah.
I mean, one step in front of the other foot. I mean, just a little baby steps. If you make the move, if you do something, you know, somebody did something.
I didn't know.
Carla said that tonight. I was talking to her, and I'm going, you know, they always said, when you have things like this, how did that happen? Who did that? How did it go? Well, somebody did something. I'm like, oh, is that in the new bumper sticker? Somebody did something. And Ian's one of the people that did something, and he brought to Keene this whole concept of Free Keene and LRN and all that you do with Free Talk Live and everything. You have no idea how many people I know in Arizona that listen to you guys, listen to the network on the satellite. I just found at this Freedom Fest, I just did a thing with Jordan Page and Stuart Rhodes and Chuck Baldwin and everything just last weekend, and I'll tell you, they are listening to the satellite. LRN is just on in rural Arizona because they don't have other options. So they get these, like you say, I was here on the show in the bumper. It's like $200 broadcast, whatever satellite thing. They're actually doing it.
Yeah, it's amazing. Mark has been a longtime critic of the free-to-air satellite.
What does he know?
The listening option for Free Talk Live. And I think it's a pretty effective one. It delivers LRN.FM around the clock. It delivers it for no monthly fee. So like you're saying, you get the dish, you get the receiver, you plug it in, and you get all your favorite Liberty shows.
But I tell
shows.
You, I know what his complaint is. I bet you it's not free.
What are you talking about?
To put that satellite and do that signal.
That's what I'm saying.
Not...
You have to buy the equipment, but I said no monthly.
No. I mean for you guys to broadcast.
Oh, hell no. I paid thousands of dollars for that this
year.
Okay,
so here's the plug. Everybody out there listening, if you listen to the show, you listen to the network, you listen to my show and everything, I'm endorsing this. You guys go, tell them how they go give money. How do they do that?
Okay, LRN.FM.
Let's piss off Mark. Everybody give the money.
LRN.FM.
Okay, I would.
Actually, I have to say thank you to Bitcoin. It was actually Bitcoin that sponsored the next 3 years of the satellite channel. So, yeah,
very
Bitcoin.
Cool. Very cool. Very
I can't say who it was with their Bitcoin, but someone with some Bitcoin ponying up and helped us out with that, which is great.
I was a Bitcoin donor.
I would have done it anyway.
I would have said, give me the money, except tonight, give it to Ian and Mark, you know, for the satellite. Tell them, how do they go? They just go on LRN.FM?
Right, yeah, LRN.FM. You look on the right-hand side, there's one of those PayPal chip-in things.
Do it.
Which I heard rumor is going to end.
I had no idea
soon.
It was that much.
I heard rumor the PayPal chip-in thing is going to end, so I don't know. Hopefully it's still
okay,
there.
Okay, I got another story. Last year when we came to Port Fest,
should keep you the whole hour.
Right? Last year when I came to Port Fest, I got to tell this story. It's a good story. I came coming to Port Fest. We brought the monolith and the monolith and all the stuff that we had, and the trailer and the bearing went out in Idaho Falls, Idaho.
This was last year.
Last year.
Okay.
What? You were coming from Arizona? And...
We went to Montana all first, right. And then came over here and down to Texas and back. It was like 5 weeks we were doing the show live on the road. So what happened is the bearing goes out. I'm saying, yeah, I'm doing the show from the parking lot at O'Malley's, blah, 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 in this one little town. A guy shows up. He listens to the show on satellite. He packed the bearings for me.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
In the last segment, I have him come on, talk to it. I'm telling you, man, this satellite thing, it's getting there, man. I'm telling you. People are hungry for this stuff.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ian and Mark.
Well, do you want to stick with us for a little bit, Ernie? It's always great having you on the show.
Yeah, has anybody got something to drink or
just anyone
smoke?
This is
or,
okay. Somebody's got their thumb. You got a thumbs up back there.
Okay, I'm good. I go all night. We party.
855 450 free. We'll also take your calls as well. Maybe you got a question for Ernest Hancock from Freedom's Phoenix and declare your independence. There's more Free Talk Live coming up.
Online Bitcoin poker at sealswithclubs.eu. That's right. Play poker online with Bitcoin, the digital cryptocurrency. Anonymous accounts, optional email, and no banking. Only Bitcoin deposits and withdrawals at sealswithclubs.eu. Great player rewards, free rolls, and other promotions. For more information, visit us online at sealswithclubs.eu. No seals are harmed in the making of this advertisement.
How would you like to have a spectacular summer vacation right here in Washington, D.C., sharing ideas about freedom, individual rights, the current state of our government, and much more, with fascinating people and speakers from across the country? If so, check out the Cato Institute's annual Cato University program being held at Cato's state-of-the-art new building in the heart of downtown D.C., July 28th to August 3rd. Information and registration is at catouniversity.org. That's catouniversity.org.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
We can buy GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We've got our friend Ernest Hancock on the air with us here for maybe we'll have you on the remainder of the show if you're all right with it, because I love having you on.
I have no idea how long that is.
It's probably three segments. So we'll
party
have,
three we, segments. But I was told I cannot drink on the air.
Actually, you totally can. As far as I'm concerned, I mean, you just can't talk about how you're drinking on the air.
Hey, I'm not drinking on right. the air,
and we don't know what you're drinking on the air. It could be anything in that
I'm
can.
I'm not drinking.
Exactly. So so we're going to continue. We'll take your calls as well at 855-453. No Skype tonight. That's not an option. Our internet connection is not so great out here. Although this year there's more internet, more better internet this year. From what I understand, at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is where we're at, PorkFestX, PORCFEST.com. Michael Hampton is sitting in our audience, and he has put together a Wi-Fi access point for the campground. Thumbs up, Michael. Is this working pretty well? Good. So, yeah, so fast. We got 4G that's now spread via Wi-Fi across the campground, so that's pretty awesome. And I imagine the internet situation is only going to get better as time goes on.
I've started taking a weight loss supplement that's really been working for me. I've been doing it for about 6 weeks. I've lost about 5 pounds. I'm really excited, and I never had no expectation this was going to work for me. So if you're a little skeptical of weight loss supplements, join the club. I was too. This one proved me wrong. It's called Axia 30, and it has a 3-month money-back guarantee. If it doesn't work for you, it's fine. I mean, just return it and get your money back. It's not a problem. Call them at 800-543-6613. It's 800-543-6613, and you can get a free month of Axia 30, absolutely free, with your order for a limited time. Give them a call, 800-543-6613.
PorkFest X is where we're at, PORCFEST.com. Ernest Hancock from Declare Your Independence and FreedomsPhoenix.com. We're going to get back to the Supreme Court and what they're doing to the Fifth Amendment here in a few moments. But first, let's go to the phones and talk to Kyle in Houston. You're on Free Talk Live, Kyle, with Ian, Mark, and Ernie.
Hey, good to talk to y'all.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
So I'm the, I don't know if your listeners may have heard of us, but I'm the executive director of an organization called the Armed Citizen Project, and I just want to spread the word what we're doing. We're actually training and arming residents in mid to high crime areas free of charge with free pump action shotguns. Once we get enough people armed in a certain neighborhood, we put signage up letting criminals know they're more likely to be blown away if they commit a home invasion crime in that area. And I'm going to be doing a multi-year, multi-city policy analysis on the result.
Yeah, I'm interested in what the results might be. What are the chances they're just taking your shotguns and hawking them?
Here's the thing. What we're doing right now is that we're going into areas that have mid to high amount of home invasion rates, and then we're going into areas that have a lot of high amount of home ownership. And so if someone comes to us and they're a renter or something like that and they're working a full-time job, you know, we'll certainly train and arm them. But if someone comes to me and it turns out they're paying $4 a month in rent while the taxpayers are subsidizing them, I mean, that's someone I'm not interested in giving a free shotgun to. Mm-hmm. You know, I've had people come to me and say, hey, you know, I used to have a gun, but I sold it to pay the bills. Well, I'm not giving you a gun because you just told me that you don't value your safety enough to find other things to sell. We're taking steps.
So there's pre-qualifications, and that's good.
How many residents have you armed at this point?
So far, we've armed 35. We're doing training and arming 10 people every other weekend in Houston. But Houston's our first city. We're going to be in 15 by the end of the year. We're in a rapid expansion phase right now, and we hope to on track to be in 15 cities, create 1,000 new gun owners by the end of the year.
Now, is there training involved as well, like where you're going to the range and you're, you know, giving them real one-on-one as far as how to work a shotgun, for instance?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a big part of what we do. We have some instructors that are volunteering for us, and we do kind of a 3-pronged training. It's legal, safety, and tactical. So we want the people to know what their rights and responsibilities are. It's the legal aspect and safety, how to store the weapon, how to minimize chance of an accident. We also give out coded trigger locks they can choose to use. You know, I don't lock any of my guns, but if someone wants to, you know, they're certainly welcome to. And then also tactical. We actually put them on a range one-on-one with the instructor, put some holes in some paper. We go through all the parts of a shotgun. Basically,
okay, let me ask you a couple questions. You know, you're in what state?
Or what?
Texas. He's in Texas.
Yeah. Oh, you're in Texas. Okay. So in Texas, you know, it's legal. It's a little bit easier in some states to be able to do this kind of thing. And I'm wondering what your background is. What motivated you to do this?
Sure. So in January of this year, I was just starting up my final semester of the Masters of Public Administration program at the University of Houston. I'm one of those liberty-minded guys that figured the best way to, you know, get the system where it needs to be is actually do it from within. So
how'd that work out for you?
What I was doing. You know, I've actually got quite a few people that were dedicated to, you know, trying to legislate utopias into existence. I've really got them to come around to the liberty side, so I feel like I've done a good job.
That's good.
Without me there, you know, they would have just been spoon-fed with the, you know, what they were taught and you know, gone down the road just to be bureaucrats. But anyways, we're in Texas, and so I visited the home of a World War II vet back in January. His home was badly vandalized while he was at a doctor's appointment. And seeing what those criminals had done to his home lit a fire in me. I started thinking about what we as society could do, private solutions to the public problem of crime. I'm always big on private solutions to public problems. And I had the idea for the Armed Citizen Project, creating the opposite of gun-free zones, which is gun-rich zones, letting criminals know they're more likely to be blown away and see what happens.
Kyle, when you you said you did 35 of these, you've armed 35 people. Does that mean you've armed 35 families? Does it mean you've armed like 10 families? What's that number exactly break down to?
Sure. So it's 25 families right now, and then it's 10 single women, single mothers. Anytime we arm an entire neighborhood, the first thing we do to make sure we're hitting both of our goals is to do a class where we just train and arm single women, single mothers.
Okay, how much press coverage have you got? I mean, has the networks or the mainstream media, the media so last century, have they covered you at all?
Yeah, they have. I've been on CNN twice.
Wow,
been on Fox. CNN, you know.
You need to be on Declare Your Independence. You need to be on our show. Publisher at freedomsphoenix.com. Publisher at freedomsphoenix.com. Write it down.
Take that
send me
down.
An email.
Kyle, tell me one more question before we have to let you go. How do you earn the money? I mean, how do you raise? This has to cost thousands and thousands of dollars because guns aren't cheap. So how do you fund the operation?
We're all private donations, armcitizenproject.org, people can contribute.
Wow.
We also take firearm donations, so if someone has an old weapon they want to contribute, you know, we'll liquidate it, turn it into a pump. It's Biden's love of shotguns with Obama's love of redistribution. We call it our redistribution.
That's a killer. That's a killer tagline. Thanks for the call tonight, Kyle. And again, armcitizen, what was it, .org?
ArmCitizenProject.org. Thanks a lot, guys.
ArmCitizenProject.org. Good luck with your project. Hope to see you up here in New Hampshire one of these days. And thanks for the call tonight at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line because, you know, in New Hampshire, we've got some pretty good situation here for gun owners. It's not the best in the whole country. Alaska and Vermont, I think, have New Hampshire beat as far as gun freedom, but it's not beaten by much. It's one of the things you'll see at the Porcupine Freedom Festival is people open carrying firearms and everybody else being comfortable with it. But it's not just a pork fest thing. People are pretty comfortable with open carry firearms in New Hampshire across the state. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You bring up what you want here as we're live from Porkfest X 2013.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy biofilms. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
Attention preppers, think you've got everything? Think again. You need rescue tape. The ultimate emergency repair tape. Used by the U.S. Army on trucks and tanks. As part of their battle damage repair kit. Rescue tape is 20 times stronger than duct tape. Rescue tape repairs leaky pipes and hoses up to 500 degrees. Waterproofs electrical connections. And even works right over oily, dirty surfaces. Rescue tape belongs in every prepper's survival kit. Bug out bag. And emergency kit. Get rescued. Or just get stuck. Learn more at rescuetape.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, we're here at Pork Fest X, the Porcupine Freedom Festival. With a wonderful, beautiful audience. Thank you all for coming in here tonight. Really appreciate you spending time with us. And, of course, people are filtering in and filtering out as the show goes on. See a lot of faces that we're familiar with, but also a lot of people who we've never seen before. There are always new people at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and it's always a blast to meet new folks who love liberty. And not only that, are considering making a move to New Hampshire. There are a lot of people who are here in, at the Porcupine Freedom Festival that already live here, like Mark and myself. We're still trying to convince Ernie to come up here. He really likes his desert, apparently. But Ernie Hancock with us from Freedom
Phoenix. Because it's clean.
What do you, wait, it's a desert. It's by definition dirty. There's sand everywhere.
Man, you know, it was from Lawrence of Olivier. I mean, you know, why, they asked him why he liked the desert so much. Because it's clean. And it is. I mean, you got ultraviolet killed just about everything on the surface. That's for sure.
That's a good point. So we're going to continue with Ernie and your calls as well at 855-453.
Once you've finished your enjoyment of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, come check out the biggest liberty-oriented event of the year, Freedom Fest. Speakers are going to include luminaries like John Stossel, Grover Norquist, Rand Paul, Steve Forbes, Art Laffer, and many, many more. If you haven't heard, the venue's changed. Freedom Fest will be held July 10th through the 13th at Planet Hollywood on the Strip in Las Vegas. There's nothing like Freedom Fest. There's nothing like Vegas. Get your tickets and hotel rooms now. They're booking fast. I'll be there representing Free Talk Live. It's an event you do not want to miss. Go to freedomfest.com. Get registered now. Freedomfest.com.
Sounds good. Let's go to the phones and the fun. Paul is listening in Butte, Montana to KXTL. Hey, Paul.
Hey, what's up? Vegas, you're coming to my side of the Mississippi. I'm kind of intrigued by that. But I wish your guest was still on, actually, because I wanted to talk about the gun. I own a gun, but I have no desire for a conceal and carry. I've been robbed 6 times at gunpoint.
Wow.
And
six times.
Yeah,
what do you
move,
do?
Man, move. I'm sorry.
Well, I have.
I think it was him.
I live in Butte now. I used to live in Cleveland. And San Diego was another time I was robbed. Well, not robbed. If they take the money, then I was robbed. But I find that one gun and one brain, me having the brain, is a lot safer than if I'd had a gun. I can talk my way out of a lot of these incidents, whereas if I'd had a gun, someone's getting shot. Two guns, someone's getting shot, whether I'm doing the shooting or they're doing the shooting. And I feel safer without a gun when I walk around in public. Because even if they pull a gun on me, I've had it happen six times.
No, you're probably right, but I just want the freedom to have the option. You know, my thing is, I always, in Arizona, we have open or concealed carry. And so I just, you know, it's like I put my wallet, my keys and everything, and I just, you know, put a gun in my pocket. I may not even pull it if I am facing a gun for exactly the reason that you're talking about. Hopefully, you know, I use my brain and know not to, you know, pull it, and a lot of times you're not better off.
Yep.
Because
I think Trayvon Marshall is the bad end of that.
No, I understand. I'm with you, man. Yeah. A lot of times, you know, you're a lot better to use your brain and talk your way out of it. But, you know, sometimes you can. I like to have that option, especially when I go out and I feel I have a responsibility to my family, my wife, my grandkids. No, I don't. We're not going to be able to protect you when we can't talk it out of
there's no doubt.
Way out of it. You know?
There's no doubt that having a gun.
Colorado, I'd like my gun.
But Paul, you say that you own a gun, you just don't want to carry the gun.
I want to protect my property.
Right, so, you know, whenever you've got a gun around, there's always an increased risk of something that you, you know, hope doesn't happen happening, and, you know, it not going in the way that would be best for you.
But decrease the risk, too.
Right, that's it. You never know how it's going to play out. So even with just a gun at home, you could still have a situation where the police break in and you know, you don't, you know, it's 3 a.m, you're halfway asleep and the police break in and then you hear all this shouting and the, you know, before you know it, you've picked up your gun and you've killed a cop. I mean, so yeah, when you have a gun around, there's a chance things could go really wrong, but also there's a good chance that in a bad situation, you could be all right.
Breaking in.
Yeah, but they'll do it anyway.
They don't want to stop them 40,000 times a year.
They don't think about whether they have rights before they come into your home.
So I want to ask you this.
I'm sorry.
I want to ask you this question. If you feel like you want to protect your property and you own and you have a gun at your house to do it, then why would you not want to have a gun to protect your body when you're out in public? I don't quite understand. Either not having a gun is a good idea or it's not.
I feel safer because I think my brain is stronger than my gun.
Okay.
And maybe I shouldn't have a gun on my property. Maybe
you know
I
what? You
my
have
brain
a
to protect that. But if you break me and break in while I'm sleeping, then I got to react on.
Wait, you know what? I want to ask you this.
Brain.
Well, I want to ask you. You know, I certainly respect your freedom to not have a gun. I mean, whenever you want. That's what freedom is. You pick. You get to decide.
Absolutely.
But I mean, you're not.
Respect your freedom.
Yeah. I mean, you're not advocating that I not be allowed to carry my firearm, you know, for whatever reason I think I should, right?
I hope you do.
Okay.
Because if I'm in a Chicago theater or a Colorado theater and the Joker comes out with his guns, I'll be real glad you had yours because I want
That's absolutely right. I think Paul's spot on. And thank you for the call tonight, Paul. I appreciate hearing from you. Yeah, guns are right for everybody. You know, I kind of share some of Paul's concerns, but I'm glad that I'm here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, living in New Hampshire, and you, Ernie, in Arizona, where, as I understand it, they recently decriminalized possession of a firearm. Am I correct?
Without a permit, right.
Without a permit.
Well, they kind of go, this one, see, we have SAFE, called Second Amendment is for Everyone. Just go to safegunowners.org, and there's a lot of history. We've been doing this for over 20 years, but I tell you, the problem is that right now they call it constitutional carry. They want to get that label in there. The Republicans, they pass. It's unrestricted. It's not against the law to be found carrying a concealed weapon. It's not against the law, which is cool. And they call it constitutional carry. And I go, It's not quite constitutional. I won't let you get away with that. If you have to surrender your firearm whenever you come in contact with a law enforcement
officer. Oh, no.
So I go, what the hell did you think I got it for to begin with? I mean, you know.
They still have that rule?
Yeah. No, that's part of the law. So they'll go around trying to say constitutional carry. You got to call them on it. Now, don't you be telling me I got
to. What happens, though? When the cop stops you, you have to hand it over and they, like, run a check or something?
Yeah, let them know that you're armed,
oh,
and they get
those.
To take it in their possession. So what
Until
we would do...
you take their gun?
Almost as good. This is what we did. We have a bunch of the activists go to the Dunkin' Donuts or whatever. They go to the donut shops. They're waiting until some cop comes in.
God.
And they would all go up and say, I'm armed, I'm armed, I'm armed, I'm armed. I was supposed to tell you I'm armed, I'm armed. They're just making a big deal out of it. Finally, the government, okay, you don't got to tell us, unless
you don't have to tell them.
Well, they did it. They defined it unless we have detained you. Okay, then you get it. Am I being detained? See, it's just a game. It's always a game. And they lose legitimacy when they play these games.
So I get where Paul's coming from, and he's absolutely right that people who are armed in a society in which that's allowed are your protection. Not necessarily that they're hired to be your protection, but in an event like the Porcupine Freedom Festival, were there to be something awful, some crazed gunman or something like that, there are people here who could handle that situation.
I feel so much safer being at Pork Fest with people walking around armed.
Right, versus like at the mall or someplace in California.
We're good.
Where you're totally vulnerable. Or New York City or many of these other places where there's complete restriction on who can carry firearms.
We drove last year and we had, we were gunned up, but we're good. I mean, just because that's just the way we are. We have what goes in the medical kit has a 9mm and my wife has hers for her purse because mm-hmm. she's a real estate agent. You don't go out with people you don't know in vacant houses and say, hi, Mr. What's-Your-Face, I would like to show you my home. And, oh, by the way, I don't have a gun. I mean, that how stupid is that?
So, I was surprised at how many real estate agents carry. I really didn't know that.
Hell, vacant houses, beautiful women all dressed up, and nice perfume and everything.
I'm not sure who are the beautiful women dressed up.
The real estate agents?
I thought they were hanging out of the houses. I didn't understand.
Here, points.
Okay, yeah. Gotcha.
So, 855-450-FREE. We have a few moments remaining. Maybe you want to sneak your call in now. You can do that. Otherwise, more from the Porcupine Freedom Festival is still to come here tonight at 855-450-FREE. That is the phone number. It allows you to take control of the airwaves. Also, you can take control of the show when you're here in the studio. Come on up. If you've got something to say, we'll get you on the air. We're here all week long at Porkfest X. And you can go to porcfest.com to learn more. The remaining moments of Free Talk Live coming up next.
150 million people suffer from headaches. All you want is for the pounding in your head to stop. Migralax stops the pounding. Migralax was developed by a neurologist and founder of the New York Headache Center.
I am neurologist Dr. Alex Malskopf. After studying and researching the human brain for 25 years, I've developed Migralax, which eliminates pounding headaches. It works for my patients, and I'm so convinced it will work for you, I don't just guarantee it, I put my name on it.
Dr. Malskopf's Migralax gets rid of headaches fast without harsh caffeine, sodium, or preservatives.
Migralax works unbelievably fast, and it's gentle on my stomach.
Find out how to get your free bottle of Migralax. Call 800-543-4186. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll also receive the Migralax Quick Tips to Headache Relief absolutely free. That's 800-543-4186. Or go to MigralaxRelief.com. MigralaxRelief.com. Or call 800-543-4186.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
when you need it the most. Will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you are invited to take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. You can go and create the content on the site. And if you like the show, as Ernie was suggesting earlier, you can contribute in a couple of different ways. We did talk about the LRN.FM little widget on the right-hand side of the page when you go there. That makes it easy to just throw something in from PayPal. Of course, there are Bitcoin contribution links there also on the right-hand side of the page at LRN.FM and even Litecoin. So we'll take your contributions in whatever way is best for you. Plus, there's the Free Talk Live AMP program, which gets you on a regular schedule of contributing to the show, $5 a month, which it's nice to know how much you can count on coming in every month, and that money helps us market Free Talk Live and also helps us market LRN.FM to help spread the ideas of liberty to new individuals all around the globe. So you can help us by becoming an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com, and a lot of our amplifiers are here at this event this week at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. There will be special AMP t-shirts that are going to be distributed, so we did a little something special after doing this show for 10 years now. We're doing a little something for some of our long-time and short-time supporters. It doesn't matter if you've been amping for a month or 10 years or whatever, that you can still get one of those shirts. So go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about the AMP program. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. It makes a big difference for us. We'll also accept gold and silver, although it makes it more difficult because it's hard to spend gold and silver. Sorry, Ernie, say that again. I apologize.
Give it to me. I'll take it. You just got gold and silver. That goes to Declare Your Independence and freedomsphoenix.com. You just give us the gold and silver. Give them all the other stuff.
It's the first time, actually, that I've seen silver. Was here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival in a long time because Bitcoin's been taking off in such a significant manner. But gold and silver still are a long time, hedge against inflation. And now, apparently, better time than ever, at least recently, to purchase silver. It's down in price. It's, what, $20-something dollars
now? Yay, I get to buy more.
Well, exactly. And you can do that by going to silver.freetalklive.com or gold.freetalklive.com and get however much kind of gold and silver you want. There's the bag of dimes, this huge bag of silver dimes, which is, what's it called, the survival bag. It's really cool. And you can get, of course, the shiny .999 fine silver pieces, which are beautiful, like the Lakota Nation silver piece and many others. They're all there for you at silver.freetalklive.com. So we've been off and on throughout the show here tonight talking about this disturbing story with the Supreme Court, the 5-4 decision deciding that if you stay silent when the police are questioning you, that they can use your silence as evidence against you in court. So therefore, if you want to have your Fifth Amendment right to be free from self-incrimination, the justices here are saying that you have to invoke it. Justice Samuel Alito wrote the majority opinion, this according to the Rutherford Institute, that Mr. Salinas, the defendant in the case in question, was required to assert the privilege in order to benefit from it, even though a person questioned while under arrest could not have his silence used against him. So this was only when you're not under arrest. So if they come up to you and ask you questions in a police contact on the streets or after you've been pulled over, as long as you're not under arrest, if you're silent, they can consider that evidence against you. Once you are under arrest, apparently the rules change.
Once you have been advised of your right to be silent, then you may be silent. You may be silent when we tell you, you may be silent.
That's right.
If we have not yet told you, you may be silent. You may tell us that you wish to be silent, then be silent. But if you are silent and do not tell us that you wish to be silent, that is an indication of guilt.
The Rutherford Institute in this case,
prosecutor. It's stupid. It's the craziest. You have to be insane to live in this weird legal land that these lawyers have created.
It is a crazy world.
And it would have to be 200-something years of crazy lawyers being in charge to come up with this bull crap.
But you've made the argument exactly the way they argue it.
Absolutely.
Though.
Well, thankfully, there aren't all bad lawyers out there. The Rutherford Institute is in this. They were arguing in this case in an amicus curiae that a person's refusal to answer police questions even before arrest and before Miranda warnings are given does not indicate guilt in light of the well-known right to remain silent, and exclusion of evidence of silence is in keeping with the Fifth Amendment's guarantee that no person shall be compelled in any criminal case to be a witness against himself. And maybe the court's argument is that, well, it's not a criminal case yet because you haven't been arrested.
No, he was evidence against himself.
And the other, another part of this that's really strange is this is another 5-4 ruling by the Supreme Court. This is really the only democracy that exists in the U.S. because the Supreme Court decides what laws are okay and which ones aren't. And these 9 people that can't be fired, that we never appointed as individuals, and I never voted for these people, they decide at the smallest of margins what's law and what's not. I mean, for God's sake, if a law isn't good enough that the 9 greatest lawyers in America, I'm using quotation marks here, can't agree on it, then by God, we shouldn't have to follow it.
Mm. So
I mean,
think it should be unanimous.
At the very least.
That's an excellent idea. I mean, not that I give a crap.
Not that it'll ever change.
No, I don't care. 9 unanimously say they rule me. I don't care.
Right. Right.
But, at least it would be a more legitimate than a 5-4. We have to screw you any way we want, even when we violate the deal that we said that we were going to keep that we're not. I mean, they lost legitimacy.
Now, John Whitehead is the one of the founders over at the Rutherford Institute. He says that with today's ruling by the Supreme Court, essentially they've said that the citizens had better know what their rights are and understand when those rights are being violated, because the government is no longer going to be held responsible for informing you of those rights before violating them. And he says that this is, mind you, this is the same court that agreed that cops who tasered a pregnant woman couldn't be held accountable because they were not aware that repeated electroshocks qualified as constitutionally excessive and unreasonable force.
I just had John Whitehead on, I think, last week, a couple of times in the last, on a lot of stuff in the news, and he just had a book come out that's called Government of Wolves, Are We...
The Emerging Police State.
And it was just a few days ago, so that it was after the NSA thing broke out. And I go, John, you got to tell me, man, when did you put the pen down on this book? He goes, yeah, it was a few weeks ago, you know. Mm-hmm. I go, emerging my butt. I mean, come on. No, he goes, no, we're pretty much there, you know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's been so many different indicators over the years for people that have been paying attention. Of course, after Hurricane Katrina, when they had door-to-door gun confiscation, the recent situation after the Boston bombing with this ridiculous house-to-house search situation that's going on. And I think, you know, the way people did respond, or rather didn't respond in those events, is an indicator of how accepting the community is of the ideas of liberty. You don't find that in Massachusetts. People there are, in a lot of ways, very state-oriented, very into the idea of being protected by their masters in the police department and the legislature. And people that are liberty-loving people in places like Massachusetts and New York and California, you've got to get out of there, because it's not going to get any better there anytime soon, because those places don't have a liberty movement.
I know where it's going to get better. Oh, you want to see the Freedom's Phoenix from the ashes of Liberty's torch? It's going to be Detroit,
it's
in ashes, man. I mean, yeah. Where did you think it was going to happen? It's going to happen like, you know, the gentleman that was talking about in Texas who's given guns and so on. We gave a presentation just like last month, a thing in Arizona on anarchism. They're like, oh, what about personal security and national defense? I go, you're already screwed up. You're thinking national instead of individual. So, you know, so we went that way. But one of the examples that we gave, it's called defense management, whatever it is. It's
threat management. Yeah.
Threat management. Yeah. They go in and they go into these high crime, densely populated, big housing projects or apartment buildings. And they say, if you'll give us one of these vacant, which you got plenty of, we will go ahead and have a security command post here, and we will teach you and help you take back your lives. And they do, because the police don't go there
anymore.
They
quit. They bailed out. The police shut down in some areas of Detroit. They've shut off their police substations.
The lights.
The lights have been turned out. Some of them are broken, because, and they've just never been repaired. Others
are
just turned off because they can't afford it, because they're behind in their light bills. They're behind in the power bills. And the police are basically not available during outside of business hours. So if it's not 9 to 5 or 9 to 4, you know, bureaucrat hours, you don't get to go in and talk to the police. And if you call them, good luck, you know, getting them to show up. Of course, that's the case in a lot of places where, you know, they're just not responding the way people expect. And, of course, all these people watch movies where they expect the police to show at the, you know, the right time, and then they find out the hard way by actually calling them and being shocked at how long it takes them to arrive.
It's the truth. That's the problem, and that's why a lot of people carry, because, you know, when seconds count, cops are minutes away.
Right. There's only one person you can count on, and that's you or the people that are immediately around you in as far as protecting oneself.
See, this is what I see as my optimism. You know, I've been, since 88, I was these young kids, you know, all these revolutionaries and everything. I was them. Mm-hmm. So I knew what I wanted. You know, I just wanted the truth. No hypocrisy, no BS, no crap. And now I think people are starting to realize that they are going to have to count on themselves. And
right.
They are.
And come up to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, where you can be around 1,000 or more other people who do take responsibility for their own lives, and who are not only doing that, but taking the extra step, a lot of them, and moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project to get active for more liberty. We're going to continue with more Porkfest broadcasts here every single night from Porkfest. Porkfest X.
Money's tight and gas is expensive. Learn how each time you fill your tank, you can get 10 to 20% better mileage. That could easily save you $1,000 a year. I've been using the Fuel Treatment XFT in my cars for over 6 months. I keep track of my mileage and it works. Save yourself $1,000 a year. Start using XFT. Go to xft.freetalklive.com. Improve fuel economy, prolong engine life, increase horsepower, and reduce emissions. It works. xft.freetalklive.com.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.